All right, I've been saying all day it's day 7 of the convention. It just feels like it. I'm told that it's only day 3. We're coming back tomorrow, and then it's over. But a big night tonight. Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and the VP nominee, Tim Kaine, will be speaking amongst others. I talked about Captain Mark Kelly, husband of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. He's going to do a short speech and introduce his wife. That's going to be rocking the place. It's going to be, I can't wait. I can't wait to see that. Joining us now, Eric Bollert. He's another guy who is like a Drive Hall of Famer, who's with us a lot from Media Matters for America. And again, as we've been doing for the last 3 days, meeting some of these people who are on the show all the time, getting to meet them in person, and it's very cool. Eric,
hey, how are you?
Good, man.
Good to meet you.
Likewise. So you were with Salon for 5 years. You were contributing editor to Rolling Stone before that. So
in a different lifetime. I wrote about the music business for the first 10 years, and then I started writing about media and politics right around the Gore Bush recount.
Right,
so I've
right.
been doing this for a while.
And I think I ask you this every time you're on our show, but just explain to folks the bottom line of Media Matters.
Yeah, sure. Media Matters has been around 10 years now. It's a liberal media watchdog group. We monitor the press. We fact-check before everyone else started fact-checking. Now we have PolitiFact and all that, which is great. The more the merrier.
Yeah.
We do a lot of monitoring of Fox News, Rush Limbaugh. You know, I think we were the first ones to post that clip last night of Bill O'Reilly talking about, yes, slaves built the White House, but they were well-fed and they had good, they had nice beds.
They were treated well.
You know, crazy stuff like that. We get it up on our site within 8 or 9 minutes. And so we just shine a spotlight on this is what's happening in our public dialogue. And you know, you might not watch Fox News, but when you watch Donald Trump and you see an insane person running for president, that's the context. He is Fox News on steroids. He didn't spring out of nowhere.
No, even they know he's crazy.
I think after today when he's suggesting the Russians hack more Democratic emails, but I think, again, Media Matters had a quick item. Someone on Fox News saying, well, he was just joking. Come on. He didn't really mean it.
Yeah.
So they're going to play defense on anything, even the insanity.
Well, I'm looking at MediaMatters.org. Let's see. It says, Trump's mind-blowing call for the Russian government to cyber-attack Hillary Clinton. And I've said this numerous times today, but the New York Post is as only the Post does. It was funny. I saw this headline from the Post today saying, Trump asking Putin to help him beat Hillary.
Yeah.
You know, and I went, oh, okay, now wait a minute.
Yeah.
And I read this thing, and, you know, it's a typical.
So it's funny. I was down in the lobby. I was heading out this morning, and there was Trump on the press conference. I'm like, okay, I'll watch a couple minutes. I usually don't watch 40, 50 minutes, whatever.
No, you can't.
I sit down.
You get
and,
suicidal. I think.
And literally the first thing out of his mouth is, I hope they find her emails. And you know, looking back, there's going to be 8 or 10 moments of this campaign season where you kind of remember where you were because your jaw hurts from hitting the ground. And that was literally the first thing out of his mouth is, I hope the Russians find more emails from Hillary. And I'm like, what the? And the beauty of Twitter is you no longer wonder, am I the only one who thinks this is insane? Because in the next 30 seconds, everyone on my Twitter feed just had the same reaction, and it was bipartisan. I mean, there were guys from National Review and Weekly Standard saying,
yeah, I saw that.
Are you kidding
exactly.
me? These are people who have distanced themselves from him from a long time ago.
I still believe he's going to implode at some point. We've been talking all day and all week about the debates, which are going to be insane.
Look, I'm not sure he's going to debate.
That's exactly what, Ellie Jacobs from the Truman National Security Project, who was with us today.
Yep.
Said
I thought
it's
that
not
for
official,
a while.
It's not official yet. He hasn't said he'll do 3 debates. He may not.
And I think it's going to be because of taxes, which got buried today with this crazy Russians please
which
hack
he
mode.
Might have done on purpose.
Look, he said during the primaries, I'll release my taxes. Then he got kind of vague about it. His campaign manager today said there will be no releasing of taxes. Just so people understand, every nominee for the last 50 years has said that he's going to release. And I think that's one of the reasons, in the end, he might not debate Hillary Clinton because there's no explanation. You know, he talks about this audit. Those are for his businesses. I mean,
Yeah.
Who cares? We're talking about your personal tax returns. And even everyone from Richard Nixon has released. So he can't stand on a debate stage with someone as smart as Hillary Clinton and not explain why he won't release his taxes.
Even the IRS has said, oh, he can release them.
Everyone has said.
It has nothing to do with the audit. He can release it.
And oh, and even if you're being audited now, let's have your, you know, Hillary's leased 8 years. Okay, this nonsensical explanation. Then do your previous seven. I think that's one reason he might not he might just say I'm not going to debate her. I don't need to. I don't know what he's going to say, but I think the tax return is going to be something he can't explain, and he can kind of, the press is giving him a pass, honestly, on the tax stuff.
Yeah, which makes
one,
no sense.
One question today. You know, these are the people that hounded Hillary for 6 months about transcripts to her personal speeches, which reveals nothing. It's the rubber chicken speaking tour.
Right.
You're talking about tax returns, which will definitively explain his wealth, his charitable giving. The other thing is, I don't think he paid federal taxes for over a decade. Because if you're in real estate development, you can use the depreciation of your properties in New York to essentially pay no federal taxes. Most developers in New York City, in New York State, don't pay federal taxes. It's legal. It's kind of slimy. I think that's another reason. George Will, the conservative yesterday, sort of got this all started, saying I think he won't release his taxes because he has Russian ties to Russian the oligarchs.
Yeah, that
which
whole
he could
thing.
Which he could disprove in a day.
Yeah.
So, my God.
I know. Every day you wake up.
But here's the crazy thing. We're at the Democratic convention talking about, again, how insane Trump is, because I think he is a clinical narcissist. And after 2 days, he could not stand the fact that he was out of the news. The Democratic convention is getting better ratings than his Republican convention. He said he was going to double the ratings for the Republican convention. He hasn't. I think his act is running thin, honestly.
Yeah.
So he is a clinical narcissist, so he had to have this bizarre news conference. But anyway,
my boss in California is probably going to say this is redundant. I'm being redundant because I've said it so much this week, but I have to say it again. My personal theory, and I could be way off, but I think he did this to up his brand, do the ultimate reality TV show, knowing that he wouldn't get anywhere near this far, like everyone. And now he's like, geez, I really don't want to do this. And we were talking, I forget who it was, just an hour ago, saying, and they said, yeah, there's rumors that at some point he's going to say, look, I can't do this because my business needs me.
Right, right.
All my businesses, you know, I have to get back to work.
Right.
So thank you for everything, but I'm out.
Which is a small sidebar because his businesses are a joke. He's in the licensing business now. The only thing he builds is golf courses. He hasn't built a building of significance in 15 years. Look, there was that very weird aside that he gave to the New York Times a couple weeks ago. I think it was to the Times. He was saying if he was elected, he might not serve.
Yeah.
That was like a six-hour news cycle. And that certainly plays into that theory. Like it's like out of the Veep or something, right? So he's going to win, and then he's going to pick some bizarre scenario he's got in the back of his mind.
Yeah.
So that it certainly plays into the notion that he's not in this to be president.
Right. I don't think he wants it. Hey, the White House is going to be a downslide for him, you know, compared to where he's used to living.
And then there was the story about how he wanted Kasich for his VP, and he said, I'll let you do foreign and domestic policy, which is basically
so
everything the
it.
West Wing does. And then Kasich asked Trump's son, well, what will Donald do? And do you know the answer? It's like he's going to make America great again.
Yes, of
quote,
course.
Quote, unquote.
It'll be huge.
He'll be branding.
Yeah.
That's what he thinks his job's going to be. He's going to brand America.
We were laughing earlier about the whole Trump, all the Trump kids being on the cabinet.
You
know? I mean, it's unbelievable.
It is.
Just
it
when
is.
You
But let's talk about the Democratic Convention, which has been so great. Michelle on Monday night,
amazing.
Bill last night was great. Tonight's going to be amazing. And then and Hillary, this place is going to be. And you think back to the Republican convention, 9:30 at night, they had a half-empty arena, right? It wasn't at 10:45 after the keynote, the middle of the night, prime time, half-empty arena, compare that to what this place is going to be like on Thursday night, 11 o'clock, when she's on that stage. No, it's going to be crazy.
More than 20,000 people.
It's going to be crazy.
And
it,
they've been here and staying all week. We've lost maybe some Bernie, super Bernie supporters.
Right.
They may have gone home, but but not a lot of them.
Yeah.
It's going to
be
intense.
I think everyone wants to see history. And so it's been an amazing convention. The ratings are up. The
Good.
Speakers are fantastic, and it's I think it's exactly what they wanted for the liftoff.
Yeah, like I've said before, it's hell getting in and out, but when you're in here, it's
fun.
Truly amazing and fun.
Yeah.
Eric Bollert from Media Matters for America, mediamatters.org. He's a Drive Hall of Famer, has been with us and is with us all the time on the show. It's so cool to finally meet you, man.
Yeah, that was fun.
All right.
Have
cool.
a good week.
All right. We will see you again and talk to you soon.
All right.
It is the Drive KSRO Convention Connection with KSRO and the North Bay Business Journal. We will be back on the Drive.